This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
We want to talk today about a piece written by Vince Duffy. He is the chairman of the RTDNA, Radio Television Digital News Association. And he's writing about three things that worry him about the future of commercial radio news. One is, few students are interested in radio. Two, radio is losing its immediacy advantage. And three, local radio will have trouble replacing the local coverage provided by newspapers. What do you think, Mike?
Well, in response to the first claim that, you know, fewer students are interested in radio, I think it depends on which students you ask. In my own personal experience, I guess I would say my students, the ones that I see, I think are as interested in radio as they ever were. I will say that, you know, in broadcasting, in our department, we do TV and radio, and more students are interested in television, video production than they are in radio or audio production, just
and
in general.
That's been the case for a long time.
You bet. But I feel like there's always been this little pocket of students that are interested in audio production, and I don't see that number getting smaller, so I'd have to say I disagree with that first finding. As to the immediacy question...
There's something to be said for that, although I can open up a mic and get something out there a lot more quickly than you can type it and put it onto a website.
That's probably...
Or even Facebook.
Well, yeah, that's probably true. And, of course, I guess I don't know about that. I think, you know, it's with cell phones now, Rich, I mean, my goodness, you can take videos of stuff that are awesome quality and uplink them directly to your Facebook or what have you account or anything on the net. Once it's on the net,
yeah,
it's everywhere.
I can open up a mic and say something more quickly than you can type it, but can I get to that mic as immediately as you can, as you mentioned with phones,
right.
Get on
there,
Facebook
there you go.
And put it out there? And how many people are listening to the radio at a certain point, whereas
right.
How many people have the
computer
on,
yeah.
And they've got Facebook right there, and they're going right. to see that right away. So there is
yeah.
something perhaps to be said for that immediacy
right.
issue.
Yeah. So because that was the advantage radio always enjoyed over print journalism of all
and
kinds.
Television to
and
a certain
TV,
extent, yeah,
because of the equipment factor. And then the third claim was, I've lost the sheet here.
The third claim is that local radio will have trouble replacing the local coverage provided by newspapers.
Although we talked last week about
some of the issues facing local newspapers.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's hear what Lisa has to say.
Well, it's true that a lot of... Well, I think in commercial radio, it was my experience as a newspaper reporter that sometimes I would wake up hearing my own story read to me in the morning by radio commercial stations that did not have news staffs.
And were just ripping and reading your article that was
right.
in the local newspaper.
And, you know, we would sometimes have to ask them, please, you know, if you're going to do that, give us credit at least. But, you know, they didn't have the staffing that we had. So... now that that's changed, you know, now newspapers their staffs are shrinking. So this article quotes a speaker, actually it was Bob Schieffer of CBS News, saying that it's going to fall to radio broadcasters to fill that void. But in smaller communities...
radio staffs has already shrunk even smaller and they've shrunk mm-hmm. faster than the newspaper staffs.
So I'm not very familiar with the commercial radio industry. But I'm a public radio listener. So, we also were reading an article about public radio and how the audience there has been growing. So, that's still, especially in a small community, a place where people could get their news.
Yeah, it's interesting. Vince Duffy is very specific. He's talking about the future of commercial radio news. Now, Vince is the news director of Michigan Public Radio, so he may have a bit of a bias, just as I might, but I would see the audience being stronger for public radio. You have a very loyal audience, I think. It might not be as large as commercial radio in all markets, but I think you have a more loyal audience that also, I think, pays closer attention to what's being said. It's not just always sort of background chatter, but public radio people or public radio listeners are almost treating it as though they're reading the newspaper, the local newspaper. They're paying attention to it, and they're engaged in sort of actively listening to what's being said, as opposed to, like I said, with commercial radio, where I think a lot of times it becomes this background noise, especially when you get this long block of commercials.
Yep.
And back to when you were talking about the immediacy advantage, and the writer, Vince Duffy, talked about how he learned of the death of Margaret Thatcher and Annette Funicello through applications on his phone rather than from the radio. Mm-hmm. Well, you might learn about that from a tweet or a Facebook post, but for some analysis, you're probably going to want to hear something on the radio or read something online or in a newspaper to get some context. Those are instead of just brief announcements or bulletins.
And perhaps to get some confirmation, because we've certainly seen in the Twitterverse that that a lot of misinformation gets out there in a hurry.
Yeah.
So, and it may be losing its immediacy advantage in news, but what about things like tornado? I mean, this is getting a little off the subject, but tornado warnings or, you know, weather events. I think people still turn to radios for that.
Mm-hmm. My phone beeps at me when there's a weather warning of some type. And if I can figure that out, I'm sure other people have figured out how to do it on their phones too. So I would say that there would be legitimate concerns about immediacy, because you can get those little devices to do just about anything and get any type of information as quickly as you want it.
Yeah. You know, as I was, you know, people always ask me, my students ask me periodically, what's the future of radio, Mr. Murray? And I'm going, I have no idea. Because think of where we were 10 years ago, as you often say, Rich, you know, how would we have been able to tell 10 years ago that we'd be where we are today back then? I mean, how could you possibly know? Things have
Facebook
changed so
did
dramatically.
Not exist. Yeah. Twitter did not exist.
Right. None of that stuff. And the internet was there, but it was not the way it is today. And access to it was certainly not as widespread as it is today. So it's impossible, I think, really, in any sensible way to predict what's going to happen to radio. Nevertheless, people always ask me what the future of radio is going to be. And I used to say radio's indestructible just because it always was. I wonder now, though, you know, if the hassle of applying and maintaining and keeping a license and all that kind of stuff is worth the hassle, is it a money-making thing enough, or will people finally just bail and say, you know, radio is not, a viable medium anymore? I think, you know, so what I always say when they ask me that is I think there's always going to be something that will do what radio does, but I'm not sure it's going to be radio as we understand it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of my pat answer these days for what the future of radio is. But
another way the internet has changed the listening experience is you can listen to podcasts, so you're not listening in real time anymore. Mm-hmm. You're listening, you're saving it for a program for later instead of listening to it live.
And with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.